It all began when Mary Hostetter had to bake 30,000 cookies for Christmas. When she survived that challenge, she figured she might just be able to handle anything. That is, until a 50-foot wall of water headed her way. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid. No matter how you apply fertilizer, AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential. Go to agroliquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgriLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop. No matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when, AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In 1984, Mary Hostetter began baking cookies, pies, and pastries from her home as a way of staying in her house with her two young girls. That Christmas, she received orders for 30,000 cookies, which created a good problem.
After that Christmas, I had to sit down and think and pray about what I was going to do with my life, because this was not what you called quality time with my girls. So I decided that I would start looking for a little bakery.
She received a call from a lady named Mrs. Ross, asking her to come to historic Kimswick, Missouri, and open a bakery and restaurant in a building she owned. Mary opened her new location in 1985 with no contract between the two ladies, just a hug. Business went well here along the banks of the Mississippi River until the Great Flood of 1993.
We had time to build a levee to withstand a 50-foot crest. It took weeks to build that levee and make it strong enough. And once the levee was built, we just had to basically wait.
The water continued to rise. The town was cut off to visitors, but Mary would come to her business to watch and pray.
It got to a point of 49.9 feet, and it stopped.
Just 1/10 of a foot from going over the top of the 50-foot levee. The water receded when another levee across the river gave way.
We came back to being closed for July and August, and we said, what can we do to remember the flood of 93 with something very positive? We were saved, and we were so thankful for that.
The answer would be an item that would provide the bakery with national fame and bring people here to see a great achievement in bakery architecture. That creation is next time as we travel the countryside. In Kimswick, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.